I want to ask you about the correlative tissue studies that are going to be done with the neoadjuvant B40 study, mm-hmm. the HER2 negative study.
Right.
Taxotere alone has three mm-hmm. different kinds of chemo with, you know, capecitabine or gemcitabine, plus or minus bevacizumab.
Right.
What are some of the tissue studies right now that are being planned for that?
So obviously, a lot of the excitement or reason that the field is kind of hooked on to neoadjuvant setting is because we think that we can use pre-treatment biopsy samples to do gene expression array or other studies to then correlate with the PCR, a complete pathological response, to identify predictive genes. But if you look at the performance of gene expression correlation with PCR in published studies so far, I think the best example is the one published by Hess et al. From MD Anderson, recently in JCO. That shows that although you can reasonably predict PCR with gene expression signature to the degree that if it is predicted to be non-responders, nobody responded. But the problem is that if you predict to be as a responder, only half of them responded. So,
and that goes back to the old in vitro studies,
right.
Which is the same thing.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
I think it is possible that the chemotherapy response is not as specific as we think, is that the chemotherapy that we routinely use currently are not really very specific toxins targeted on single target. They are fairly general toxins, unfortunately. And I think the cells have fairly limited way of responding to general toxins. And there will be the subtypes of cancers that have different pathways that they have. For example, CMYK-positive tumors will have a very different response to chemotherapy compared to CMYK-negative tumors, as I described before.
Right.
Or those tumors with strong anti-apoptotic signal, for example, will have different response. So it is possible that subset of the tumors might have a more specific response to chemo, different chemo, but in general, I think what we are seeing is more like a general response. So it's going to be fairly difficult to predict with pinpoint accuracy, you know, whether a given tumor will respond to a specific regimen.
What about bevacizumab?
Bevacizumab, I think, again, it's a targeted therapy. The hope is that if you have a accurate measurement of its targets, we might have a good predictor. So far, I don't think we have used a accurate measurement.
Really?
Right.
So you think there's been a problem in terms of the methodology?
Right. So
really?
I think if you look at, for example, RNA level of VEGF, for example, or other molecules involved in that pathway, we might have actually a fairly good predictor.
In the tumor?
In the tumor, right.
Any guess as to whether the primary target of this is going to be in the tumor or in the stroma?
We don't know, but my guess is that if we actually look at the average signal, we probably will have enough.
In the tumor?
Right, right. No, I mean, what I'm saying is that grind up tumor that includes everything.
Right, yeah. Right.
But it's a matter of testing. We will test it. We have been doing a lot of microarrays on neoadjuvant setting, B27
right.
samples, and we believe that we can get the genes that are fairly predictive of chemotherapy response, but not 100%, like in MD Anderson studies. So we think that it has to be complemented by actual physical measurement of response. So that's why we actually, in B40, we are also combining in vitro chemosensitivity assay.
What assay is it?
We collaborate with a company called Precision Therapeutics that does in vitro chemosensitivity assay. So you grow the tumor cells in vitro and give chemotherapy and look at the response. The only difference between other existing in vitro chemosensitivity assay and the Precision Therapeutics assay is that they actually provide dose response curve so that we will be able to look at the phenomenon in a much more linear fashion.
So the agents that are being looked at in B40 are docetaxel, gemcitabine, and capecitabine.
Right.
So those are the three that are going to be studied?
Right, as well as some other drugs.